Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Dear me, David. You alright?
I'm not bad.
Good?
Thank you for saying it. Thank you for saying I'm looking good. I try my best for the punters. It's a new day. I always wake up a bit depressed, but I'm hoping through, you know, positive thinking, I can embrace more optimism. You know, I do feel
I
a
like
bit
your pub. I like your pub.
Oh, well, that's very good. And I like you in my pub. You know, you add right. a certain je ne sais quoi to the whole decor. You're an important part of it, so thank you.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Frank.
Hello, Frank. Take a seat. Would you like your...
How are you doing, boys?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, not too bad. Cheers, Frank.
I've just had my normal, pretty my usual, please, David.
Now, let me remember that. That's a packet of square crisps, salt and vinegar. Okay, so there we go. They're on the...
Crisps,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And also...
Yeah. What's he have to drink? What's he have to drink, David?
I believe it's whiskey and Coke. Am I right in thinking of that? Whiskey and Coke? So whiskey
yeah,
and some Coke.
Whiskey and Coke would be lovely things,
no problem. So there you go. Carbon hydrates. Can't remember.
Pardon?
Carbon... What's it called? What are the carbs? The Americans just call them carbs. They're your carbs in the form of square crisps. And,
you like your square crisps, don't you, Frank?
Yeah, not too bad. Square crisps.
Yeah, you like your square crisps.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a monster munch man myself, but you know, each to their own.
If you've got a question for you, David.
Oh yes.
Are you going to the boot fair today?
I didn't even know the boot fair was on. Now I do. Yes, I am. I might even close the pub for an hour and nip down there. Is it a car boot fair, as in selling things out of a car boot, or are they selling boots?
No, it's a fucking stupid thing. It's a car boot sale.
Sorry, apologies. I will be...
Are you swearing then, Frank?
I tend to swear so often.
Well, that's what a pub's for, to allow your male testosterone to be expressed. Okay, so you can use whatever, you know, words you want above or below the sun, over the sun. I don't know how that metaphor goes.
Do what?
David? Yes?
Would you mind if I came with you to the boot sale today?
You must be telepathic, Brian, because I was literally going to invite you along if you wanted to Sherpa me as we go along to the boot fair together. I would love for you to come along.
Okay, whereabouts is the boot fair?
It's up in the village recreation ground. What's the village recreation ground called again, David?
The recreation ground is called Leisure Park, because it's completely recreational and it's there purely for leisure, nothing else. So it's Green Hope.
No, it's not.
Recreational ground. What else is it used than recreational?
What's the name of the recreation ground? It's not called Leisure Park.
It is. No. You're quite right. It's not Leisure Park. It's
Action.
St. Fiona's.
St. Fiona's. St. Fiona's
resting place.
Absolutely. St. Fiona's resting place.
Okay, cheers, Frank. Well, I'll tell you what, David. I'll meet you up at St. Fiona's resting place.
Yes.
We'll go and walk around the boot sale. About 11:30?
I will be there at St. Fiona's coffin or whatever it is, the cross, the gravestone, right in the centre of the recreational park.
Resting place.
And, yeah, we'll have some good platonic fun looking into the boots of people's cars.
Okay, cheers. Bye.
Au revoir. Take care.
Bye-bye, Frank.
If you leave, bro.
Scene 2. Boot fair. Morning. David is walking around the car boots, looking for a slide for his pub garden.
Sorry, Brian. Very brief. I know it's not professional, but...
What's what? Get on with the radio drama.
Sorry. What's a slide? Did you say like a slide?
A slide.
For children?
Yeah.
Oh,
for
that's...
the pub garden.
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely.
What do you mean, what's
I
a slide?
I thought it was a technical term, like a slide, like some kind of tray or a window door or something like that. A slide for the kids, that makes absolutely... Whilst the parents are having a plan
right.
in the park.
Are we ready? Everyone ready? Yeah. Everyone ready. Okay. And action.
Ah. Evening, chaps. I like the size of your boots
it's
there.
It's morning. It's not evening.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm ruining.
Boot sale at 11:30 at night.
Continuity is vital. Cut. Drama.
Cut. And action.
Thank you.
No, don't say thank you. Sorry. Yeah. And are we all ready? You all ready, Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. And action.
Morning, chaps. Like the size of your car boots there. Very big and some interesting little trinket. I was going to ask, what I'm really looking for is a...
Yeah.
Yeah, you're quite right. Is a large red slide for children to put in my pub.
What's a slide?
A slide is a large plastic...
Like a tray?
No.
Like a door?
I've suffered from that confusion as well in the past. It's not a fancy technical term. It's basically a large plastic slide. I don't know how you... Basically, it's like a...
Hey, David. Hello, mate. You're all right.
Hello, Brian. I'm just talking to this chap over here and explaining what a slide is and if they've got one to sell me.
What's a slide?
A slide, if you like, is a large plastic...
Like a tray or something, like a door.
No. It's not a tray or a door. I got that. I got confused there, but not at all. It's like a large plastic plank that you put a toddler at the top and then just drop them.
Pardon? You put a what?
A toddler at the top of the large plastic plank or plastic snake, if you like, gigantic snake. You place them at the top, let go of them, and they slide all the way down. And, you know, if health and safety is looked after, they'll survive it. They'll be fine.
So you're looking for one for the pub garden, I take it?
Absolutely. So the parents can enjoy their ploughmans and ale. And not have to worry about kids because they'll be going up and down the slide.
Right. It's busy here today, isn't it? There's loads of stalls.
Almost too many people. You know, it's almost like it's too oppressive. I think we should have come here earlier, right at the beginning. It's a bit busy.
I saw Mrs. Frew earlier. Mrs. Frew's here.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. Fair enough. She lives in the same
What does
building.
That mean? What does that mean, oh, God?
I've fallen out with her about...
Who's Mrs. Frew? Who's Mrs. Frew?
Will you explain to him who Mrs. Frew is?
Mrs. Frew is, basically...
T? How do you spell Frew?
It's not a T. She gets angry about that. It's an F.
Don't point. Don't point in, David.
Stop pointing. Put that away. Back into the holster I've got on my hip. Put that in there. It's Frew, as in you're about to say the word fruit. So Frew. Frew. But don't have the IT.
Frew?
She is a woman that I garden for regularly. And the relationship went
How much
the
is that, by the way?
It's about £17.
I might get that later on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What are you thinking of buying, Brian? Or is that none of my business?
The teacups.
I don't want to... Oh, very nice. I could do some teacups for the pub, actually.
I just said I wanted them.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm here for a slide. I'm sure I can find some teacups somewhere else.
Who's Mrs.
She's a woman that I worked for, and we left the realm of professionality into the realm of adulteracy. I don't mind saying it, because I know the village are gossiping
about it
behind
my
back.
The world of what? Adulteracy?
Adulteracy, yes.
So you've been having sex with Mrs. Frew and two other women, haven't you?
Yes, I don't know if it's sex or it's an assault in a way, because I say no,
assault.
Even during the moment of extreme orgasm, I'm still saying no, I don't want this, I don't want this. And my mind's saying no, but biologically things are being switched on and off, on and off, on and off. And you know,
who are the other two women that you've been sleeping with?
Yeah, well, you're nosy, Park, aren't you?
Well, you know.
I'm not going to say their surnames because I've forgotten.
Well, you are going to say their surnames, otherwise, what's the point? What are their surnames?
Mrs. Gloucester, I believe.
Mrs. Gloucester.
Once again, she's very pushy when it comes to the bedroom. There was no, you know, I don't think she even asked or said thank you afterwards. She stole my erotic essence, ran off with that. And the third person, I think I've deleted them from my brain because of the mental scarring she left. Who would that be, the third person? Mrs. Elite, was it? I can't remember.
Mrs. Elite?
Yeah, I can't quite remember. That sounds like a perfume range. Maybe I should focus on that.
Mrs. Eliester.
Mrs. Eliester.
I tell you what, David, why don't you go and get us both a cup of tea from the little cup of tea place over there?
Happy to do so.
And I'll see you in 10 minutes.
Let's have a caffeine boost and then we'll look at the rest of the boots. Lovely. Okay.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Scene 3. Exterior. Tea wagon. David goes to get a couple of cups of tea.
Action.
What? Action.
Sorry.
No, action.
Hi, sorry, Dave Edwards. I run the Goat and Arms down the road. I'm all right, thank you. I think I caught that. Was that all right? I'm doing very well. I would like two.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank good service skills there. Full eye contact, chatting to me. I'd like two cups of tea. One for me.
Two cups of tea. Okay. Two cups of tea.
Yeah, absolutely. I need two cups of tea in plastic cups with a top.
Milk?
Yeah, definitely milk. We'll both go for semi. Definitely. So, Unigate semi. Yeah, definitely sugar. We want two.
Milk?
And milk. We want semi skim milk and two sugar cubes in each individual cup. Just to be clear, because I think you weren't entirely audible then. Semi skim milk. Two sugar lumps in both separate cups of tea.
Two cups of tea. Yep. What are you thinking, Guy?
2 sugar cubes in both cups of tea. So it's 4 sugar cubes, 50% to me and Brian. So that's 2 for Brian, 2 for me.
Hello, David.
Oh, blimey. Hello, who's this?
What do you mean, who's this? It's Mrs. Fruit.
I don't mind chatting to you just very briefly in a social manner, but I think our long-term, more in-depth relationship's come to an end.
You left me in the balls field yesterday.
I know, because you became quite confrontational. It was the three...
Do you not want to be with me anymore?
Not in the way that you want to be with me, which I don't feel I ever had a real say over. I feel as though you pushed yourself onto me, even though I kept shouting no. There was at no point that I shouted yes.
Two cups of tea.
Sorry.
Two cups of tea, two sugar cubes, and a milk.
Well done. You really, you know, there was a bit of confusion there, and when you came back to the counter, I was like, oh, here we go.
What are you having, David? 2 cups of tea, what?
I'm having a cup of tea for myself, 1 for Brian, who I'm with, so I can't stay too long with you, for Mrs. Frew, with an F, not a T, and I'm having 2 cups of tea, 2 sugar.
Let me undo that top button of your shirt.
Yeah, that's how things went wrong last time, isn't it? Undoing buttons, then it's my jean buttons, then it's my Y-front button. I mean, Y-fronts don't have buttons. Say that again, just speed it up, just slightly. Because, £2, please. There you go, there's...
£2.50.
£2.50, there we go. There are 2 gold coins with the Queen's head on it, and a 50 pence. Thank you for your time. Yes?
Before you go, I told my 3 sons about you, and they're not happy that you're dumping me.
You know, I've got a lot of problems. The Goten Army's not making money. I'm trying to buy a slide. No one seems to have one. And you're just adding to my problem slate, Mrs. Frew. Your sons, they're in their early 20s, and they've both got GBH on their permanent records. They are going to turn me into beaten meat. All right, the sort of meat you're buying a butcher's that's just been hit with a wooden mallet, they're going to destroy me. And I'll say to them, I did not want to have sex with your mother. She sexually assaulted me. You know, I said no repeatedly. You know, but will they meet me halfway with that?
And cut.
Oh, here we go. Sorry. Yeah, lovely.
No, not at all. That was a well performed scene. Scene 4. Car boot sale, morning. David goes back to one of the car boots to see if he can buy a children's bike, like a little child's bike. All right, David. Oh, thanks for the cup of tea.
Absolutely. Not a problem. Just take a few sweets beforehand. I don't know if the guy behind the counter was totally turned on. I don't mean sexually. I mean financially.
No. It's lovely. No, lovely cup of tea. So you're going to buy anything today or not?
Well, I wanted to get a slide. I can't see any slides around, but I'd like some kind of toddler toy to put in the middle of the pub garden to distract children so adults can focus on their drinking and ploughmans.
A push bike?
Yeah, a push bike would be good. Yeah, a push bike. Yeah, absolutely a push bike. Have you seen one?
Well, ask that bloke over there. He's selling push bikes.
Oh, lovely. Thank you. Eyes like an eagle, Mr. Gittings. Sorry to trouble you. I know you're in the middle of a conversation, but I just need to talk to you now. Very important.
Yeah.
Do you sell...
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. That's a good reply.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, no. You're not supposed to say that yet because I haven't finished my sentence. But when I do, if you could...
Don't talk to me like that. Do you want to buy something?
I definitely want to buy something, which is a push bike for an infant, a young person.
You want to buy a push bike?
I mean, it's not...
You sicko.
No.
You sicko.
No, don't put me on a list or anything like that.
You're a sicko.
No. I've already got a bad name in the town.
Yeah. You're a sicko.
No. There's nothing sick about me.
This bloke wants to buy a push bike.
No,
everybody.
People.
This bloke wants to buy a piss bike for a child.
Oh, don't gather around me like... Don't feed the mob mentality.
He wants to buy a piss bike. He wants to buy a children's piss bike.
And I will leave that push bike in the pub garden for the children to use so they can occupy
themselves. What's going on?
This bloke wants to buy a piss bike.
People, please. I mean, okay, I know...
Bit
I've heard of it.
Bit weird, isn't it?
It's not weird at all. It's just to occupy children... whilst their parents drink alcohol in my pub garden.
Who wants to buy a pushbike? Who said they want to buy a pushbike? He does. He wants to buy a pushbike.
I did. I put my hand up quite happily.
Get him out, look, get him here. Out the boot
I just
fair.
Want to buy a pushbike for young fair. People to do circles.
What's going on, David? What's going on, David?
Oh, my get God. Boot, are you going to come with me, Brian? I don't get know. I'm being car. Let out.
Want to buy a pushbike? I thought you were joking.
Where you want, get off.
He
get
wants to buy a pushbike.
Maybe if you can buy the pushbike, I'll pay you back.
I don't know him.
Okay, don't put your hands on my wrist, thank you.
Embarrassing.
Oh, all right, I won't be coming to your boots again.
Go away. Scene 5. Interior. The Goat and Arms pub. David and Brian are having a little drink together and a little chinwag. Oh, bloody hell. That was a hell of an afternoon, wasn't it?
It's just getting worse and worse. You know, I'm going to have to move out of Green Hope, the village, because, first of all, I was seen as an adulterer. A man who sleeps with other men's women, wives, and now I'm being seen as some kind of, you know, a man who sleeps with other men's wives.
You what?
You know, that's not ideal. And now I'm being put on some kind of Daily Mail, you know, pedo list. You know, it's getting worse and worse. I'm becoming some kind of sex perv seeker, you know, extreme sports sex person.
You're becoming what? Some kind of what?
Yeah, like I'm seeking the village to take part in, you know, erotically challenged activities.
Well, there's no smoke without fire, David.
For originally I wanted to slide, but it's just for children to pedal on.
You're right. You explained it.
What were they like when I left? Are they still after my blood?
Well, not after your blood. They just think you're weird.
Oh, God.
That's why no one's coming into your pub. Everyone thinks you're a weirdo. I don't. I know you. I know you're a heart of gold, mate. But everyone in the Green Hope thinks you're a fucking weirdo, brother.
You're quite right, brother. You know what I mean? A bit of solidarity.
Don't call me brother. I call you brother.
Quite right. I respect that point. Could you, if you see them in...
Oh, who's at the door?
In the local square. The door. Who is at the door?
It's Mrs. Fruit's sons.
Oh, my God. Lock the door, Brian. We're not in. And we're hiding on the table underneath there. Right. I'm not answering that. Forget it. I'm not answering that. I might as well put a gun to my mouth and just pull the trigger. There's no way. I prefer that. It'd be quicker. They're going to hospitalise me.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.